Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves for 3-day visit to Russia and Austria, says these visits will be wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with the two countries. Hemant Soren government wins trust vote in special session of Jharkhand Assembly. Madhya Pradesh cabinet expanded. Ram Nivas Rawat takes oath as minister. Supreme Court takes up matter of NEET UG alleged exam irregularities. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Mumbai. IMD issues orange alert for next 24 hours and predicts high tide this afternoon. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner enter quarterfinals of Wimbledon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria starting today. Before and planning for Russia, Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said that these visits will be a wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with Russia and Austria, with whom India has time-tested friendship. Mr. Modi also said that he is looking forward to interacting with the Indian community living in these countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit, while this will be his first ever visit to Austria. On the India-Russia relationship, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to reviewing all aspects of bilateral cooperation with his friend President Vladimir Putin and sharing perspectives on various regional and global issues. The Prime Minister said that the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia has advanced over the past 10 years in many sectors. The sectors include energy, security, trade, investment, health, education, culture, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. On his Austria visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Austria is India's steadfast and reliable partner, and both the countries share the ideals of democracy and pluralism." Mr. Modi said he will meet President Alexander Van der Bellen and Chancellor Karl Nehammer during his visit. We have more from a correspondent.
Defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections will be the key agenda during the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the entire gamut of multifaceted relations between the two countries. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. The issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of Russia Russian Army is also expected to feature during discussions. With Bhupendra, Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Hemant Soren government today won the vote of confidence in the Jharkhand Assembly. 45 Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led alliance legislators voted in favour of the confidence motion. Earlier, Chief Minister Hemant Soren moved a confidence motion in the State Assembly on which a debate was held. During the division of votes, the opposition created a ruckus and shouted slogans against the Soren government. The House adjourned sine die after the trust vote. The 48-year-old Soren was sworn in as Chief Minister of the State on July 4th, within a week of being granted bail in a money laundering case tied to an alleged land scam. Oath ceremony of ministers is likely to be held this afternoon. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. In Madhya Pradesh, in the brief expansion of the state cabinet today, Governor Mangubhai Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ram Nivas Rawat as a cabinet minister. Now, the state council of ministers is a total of 31 ministers. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other cabinet members were also present on this occasion. Mr. Rawat is a senior leader of Chambal region and has been elected MLA 6 times from Vijaypur seat. Mr. Rawat resigned from Congress a few months ago and joined the BJP. The Supreme Court is hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test, and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The bench will first hear the petitions asking for a retest, challenging the entirety of the test on ground of vitiation, followed by the arguments of NTA and the Centre. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra is hearing a total of 38 petitions related to the exam today. Earlier in an affidavit filed before the Apex Court, the Centre and NTA said there was no need to reconduct the medical exam in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities. It also contended that a fresh exam would adversely affect the lives of lakhs of genuine candidates. The Supreme Court directed the Centre to frame a model policy on menstrual leave for women employees by holding consultations with states and other stakeholders. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachoor, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra today disposed the PIL seeking menstrual leave policy and directed the Ministry of Women and Child Development to hold stakeholder meetings to consider framing a policy on the same. The bench said it is a policy-related issue and not an issue for the courts to look into. Moreover, a decision from the court on granting such leave to women may prove to be counterproductive and detrimental as employers may avoid employing them. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Directorate of Health Services Kashmir has introduced a pony ambulance service for the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2024, providing critical healthcare support to pilgrims during the journey. Conceived by Director of Health Services Kashmir, Dr. Mushtaq Ahmed Rathair, under the guidance of Secretary Health and Medical Education, Dr. Syed Abid Rashid Shah, this innovative initiative has been widely appreciated by the Yatris. The pony ambulance, a horse-mounted emergency response system, equipped with medical kits and oxygen cylinders, accompanies pilgrims along both the Baltal and Pahalgam axis. A Haryana roadways bus overturned near Pinjor, near Panchkula, Haryana this morning, injuring over 50 passengers. The Haryana government has suspended the driver of the bus, Sandeep Kumar, and the conductor, Yashpal, in this case. Haryana Transport Minister Asim Goel said that a committee will be formed to probe the accident and two new buses will be started on the route where bus accident took place. The injured were admitted to Pinjor Hospital and Sector 6 Civil Hospital in Panchkula and some were referred to the PGI Chandigarh. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a four-day tour to Odisha, will visit the historic Udayagiri Caves in Bhubaneswar today. Udayagiri Caves are famous for the Hathi Gumpha inscription, which is carved out in Brahmi script. The inscription starts out with a Jain Navkar mantra and highlights various military campaigns undertaken by Kharvel, a great monarch of Kalinga, the ancient name of Odisha. President Murmu will also interact with the students of Vibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture during her visit. She will also inaugurate the Divine Retreat Center of Brahma Kumaris at Haridamada Village near Bhubaneswar and launch the Lifestyle for Sustainability campaign. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Normal life has been affected in Mumbai after the city recorded over 300 millimeters of rainfall at various places in a six-hour period from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. today. The Indian Meteorological Department has sounded an orange alert of heavy rain in Mumbai along with a high tide of 4.40 meters. The Guardian Minister of Mumbai, Deepak Kesarkar, said in a state assembly that the situation will soon be normal. We have more from a correspondent.
Heavy downpour in the morning has led to severe waterlogging in the low-lying areas of Mumbai and its suburbs. The suburban train services, also known as the lifeline of the city, have been affected. Harbour Line trains have been temporarily suspended between Wadala and Mangud. Vehicular movement has been affected due to inundation on the roads and several BEST buses have been diverted. A holiday was declared for the first session for all schools and colleges in the city. The Mumbai University has rescheduled certain exams that were slated to happen today. All concerned officers and staff of Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation are present at various locations and are monitoring the situation. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Normal life has been adversely affected due to waterlogging following heavy rainfall in the Kumaon region of Uttarakhand. Our correspondent has reported that due to heavy rains late night in Champawat, Udham Singh Nagar and Pithoragarh districts, waterlogging occurred in the plains, after which many affected families have been shifted in safe places.
More than 150 families in Poonagiri, Tehsil of Champawat district have been shifted to safer places by the state disaster response force and police force with the help of the local administration. At the same time, waterlogging has occurred in more than 25 places in Khatima and Sitarganj, Tehsil of Udham Singh Nagar district. SDRF, police, water police team and Tehsil administration, including 98 members of NDRF, are jointly carrying out relief and rescue operation. NDRF has rescued about 150 people from Gilhari, Chakarpur village and shifted them to safer places. Due to heavy rainfalls in Pitharagarh district, an increase in the water levels of rivers has been recorded. On the other hand, traffic is blocked on more than 100 roads due to rains and landslides in the mountains area of the state. Efforts are being made to open all the routes. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a meeting with the Kumaon Commissioner, District Magistrates of Champawat, Udham Singh Nagar and Pitharagarh and other concerned officials through video conferencing today. During this, he directed the officials to expedite the relief and rescue operations.
सभी जिलों के जिला अधिकारी थे. कहा गया है कि अभी इस समय में हमको सबसे जो जरूरी है सबकी जान माल की सुरक्षा करना और उसके लिए एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ और भी जो भी हमारे विभाग आपदा के समय में काम करते हैं सभी विभागों को तत्काल मौके पर जाने के लिए कहा है. अधिकारियों को भी मौके पर जाने के लिए कहा है. इसी तरह से लोगों को वहां पर जो है अभी फंस गए उनको सुरक्षित स्थानों पर पहुंचाया.
The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in the Champawat, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar districts today. Heavy rain warning has also been issued in some parts of the state. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely high rainfall in the northeastern part of the country, including Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland. Speaking to Akashvani News, senior scientist in IMD, Soma Sen Roy said that most parts of central India are also going to witness heavy rainfall today. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely to continue in eastern India. IMD has also forecast extremely high rainfall in the west coast region.
The weather forecast for the next 5 days, very heavy rainfall is likely all along the west coast from Kerala, south into Karnataka, and remaining parts of Madhya Maharashtra are likely to get up to 20 centimeters. Remaining parts of peninsular India is also likely to get heavy rainfall today. If you talk central India, today we are seeing very heavy rainfall over West Pradesh, that is 12 to 20 centimeters. Tomorrow onward, rainfall is likely to decrease and only heavy rainfall is likely across central India. Over Delhi, we are expecting light rainfall in the next 5 days.
The joint military exercise Maitri 2024 between the Indian Army and the Royal Thailand Army is currently underway in Tak Province, Thailand. This exercise marks a significant milestone in fostering military cooperation and enhancing the operational capabilities of the two nations under the United Nations Charter. According to a press release from the PRO Defence, troops from both contingents have been actively engaged in rigorous training sessions, focusing on counter-insurgency and counter-terrorism operations in jungle and urban environments. In France, exit polls from the parliamentary elections predict a hung parliament with the left bloc New Popular Front NFP coalition securing the most seats in the second round. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist ensemble alliance has come in second, while the far-right National Rally, RN, follows in third place. None of the coalitions have enough seats to secure a majority. In Wimbledon, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and world number one Yannick Sinner have entered the quarterfinals of the tennis championship. Alcaraz held a four-set challenging match against Frenchman Hugo Humbert and registered a win 6-3, 6-4, 1-6, 7-5. In another match, world number one Sinner defeated American opponent Ben Shelton 6-2, 6-4, 7-6 in 2 hours and 9 minutes. In athletics, Kenyan middle distance runner Faith Kipyegon broke her own 1500-meter world record at the Paris Diamond League. Kipyegon clocked 3 minutes 49.04 seconds, taking 0.07 seconds and improved a world record she set last year in Florence, Italy. Her early pace was swift and she covered first 800 meters in 2 minutes 4 seconds. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves for a 3-day visit to Russia and Austria, says these visits will be a wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with the two countries. Hemant Soren government wins trust vote in special session of Jharkhand Assembly. Madhya Pradesh cabinet expanded. Ram Nivas Rawat takes oath as minister. Supreme Court takes a matter NEET UG alleged exam irregularities. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Mumbai. IMD issues orange alert for next 24 hours and predicts high tide this afternoon. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner enter quarterfinals of Wimbledon. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.